n'a pas dans le cœur de quoi toujours aimer. Et l'envers se déplore en voulant trop aimer. On croit être sincère, on croit avoir trouvé le seul être sur terre qu'on ne peut remplacer.
Hi Fran and Zian, this is Alon here. I've just made this little recording to wish you a huge congratulations for your wedding. I'm so happy for you guys. I absolutely love the wedding. It was so awesome, full of culture, full of you guys, full of life. And I just wanted to compile a few thoughts from myself and from some of your friends just to say how much we love you guys and how much we all wish that you have the best future, and we can't wait to spend it with you. Enjoy.
Write something on the board. Let's spell it. First letter.
L O E.
What's that?
Love.
What?
Love.
Hey Omer, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So Omer.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I'm recording this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if I told you when I was up in Toronto, but I had the idea of making for a present for Fran and Zian a podcast.
No, you didn't tell me.
Okay, so I had an idea that I'm going to phone a whole bunch of people that they both know and ask them a bunch of questions and then sort of compile the answers together as a podcast.
That's a great idea. Okay, so what should we say about Fran and Zian?
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You, shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So do you remember the first time that you met Fran and Zian?
Well, I remember the first time I met Fran, for sure. Yeah, so Fran and I, well, we met over email before her first burn. And at some point, like, throughout the email, I wrote her, like, I wrote her an explanation, and she wrote me back. Like, she misinterpreted what I wrote her, and she thought I was angry at her or upset or something. And it turned into kind of like a weird fight over email with someone I've never met before. And I wasn't sure, you know, because I'm not an English speaker, not a native English speaker, so I wasn't sure if it was like something I wrote that didn't express what I was trying to express. So I wrote her back and I was like, you know, nothing happened, don't worry, like everything is fine. And then the first time we met at the burn, probably a few weeks, a few months after that, she gave me a big hug, and we've been friends since then.
What about Zian?
Zian, I met through Fran. You know, it was like, Fran was my friend, and Zian was like this guy she was dating. And I had a magical day with them. We went to one of his friend's place to like meet a bunch of his friends who were like playing music. It was like a weird, really cool place. So I was like, I don't know who this dude is, but he moves in interesting circles. I want to get close to him.
Okay, so Terrence, do you have a few minutes to chat?
Yeah, can chat. But you haven't told me that this call is being recorded for training purposes.
For quality assurances.
Insurance and training purposes.
For training purposes, yeah, exactly. Do you remember how you met Fran and Zian?
Say that again?
Do you remember the first time that you met Fran and Zian?
No.
All right.
I don't know if it was at Burning Man, or I don't know if it was in Toronto.
All right, but they didn't make an impact.
No, there was an impact.
Yeah.
There was an impact. You know, I would put it like this. I can't recall the moment that I met them because I feel like I've just always known them.
Okay.
Good answer, right? Good answer, right?
Not bad. Do you remember when you first met either Fran or Dan?
Yes, I was in the Playa. And I don't think they were on setup crew. I think they arrived and just brought a whole truckload of joy and excitement with them in 2013 when I went to Burning Man for the first time. I think one of the most amazing things about them is that they're so understated and, like, you know, they both have big personalities, but it's more about who they are and what they stand for rather than what they do. And it was so amazing to me to, like, meet them out on the Playa and have a blast and, like, just see their union, like, this beautiful union, and to get to talk with each of them and, like, go dancing and see all the crazy costumes that they wore. And then only, like, you know, 5 months later, 6 months later, find out that Zion is this amazing guitarist. Fran is this amazing activist for women's rights and, you know, just kind of speaks to their humility, I think, and I love that aspect of them.
Hey, we got some very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. Wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something, I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan, you can love anybody, but when you're in love with somebody, you're looking at it like this. You're taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do.
I have some, like, ideas, like, just basically I thought I wasn't quite sure what you wanted, so I just thought about some stuff to talk about love. Are we starting? Okay. Hi, Fran and Zion, it's Sherry, and I just am so excited to be doing this, spending some time talking about you guys and about love and what it means to be in a beautiful, loving relationship. So this was kind of a cool idea about, you know, sort of to do a little bit of talking about what it means to be in a relationship and what it means to be kind of entering into this exciting and crazy and sort of ancient tradition of marriage. And it gave me a little bit of time to reflect on some of the things that I was surprised to learn about when I got married. So I'll never forget that when I was planning my wedding, I had already been together with Omer for, you know, several years, and we were already living together, and we already had, like, a joint bank account and all the kind of, like, technical things that, you know, two people who plan to spend a long time together do. And I was really casual about the wedding. Like, I was like, yeah, it's going to be a great party, and it'll be a chance for, like, my grandma to say that I'm married, and, you know, for everyone to celebrate, you know, the fact that we're, I guess, have been together for so many years and plan to be together for a while longer. But I remember the morning that I woke up after my wedding, after being so casual and not really understanding what it meant to get married, I remember waking up and sort of looking over next to me in the bed, looking at Omer, which is something that I had done for, you know, so many years before then. And there was a feeling that I had for the first time, and that was that when I looked at Omer, he felt to me all of a sudden like he was my family. It was a weird and kind of a gross feeling at first. Like, I was like, oh, looks like my family now. That's kind of weird. And, you know, we're like in bed together. But then it really felt, it really grew on me. And it, and I understood that, that there was something beyond our relationship that, that had just happened. And it was some sort of bond that, despite my best intention, really was forged that day or during that process. It was a whole new dimension, and I'm really excited for you guys. It was super exciting, and it really made me look at marriages and weddings in a different way. And also, it kind of tied that whole circle together with family, that you kind of like make this pact to really love somebody despite all of their shortcomings, and you learn to kind of accept them.
Many lots of money, many lots of medicine.
All right, so this question Terrence suggested, what animal onesie would you get for their first child as a present?
What animal onesie? Wow.
That's a tough question because it has so many meanings. Maybe a tiger.
A tiger?
Yeah.
Why is
that? A tiger. Because Zen is Bangladeshi, and I don't know if they have tigers in Bangladesh, but like tigers is something I really associate with India in that part of the world.
Yeah.
And he's also like majestic. He has those like majestic qualities. Like, and Fran, man, I can just totally see Fran with like tiger stripes or like leopard spots.
So if Fran and Zan had a child, and you had to get their child an animal onesie, which animal would you choose?
Oh, this is a difficult question.
But an important question, I think.
It is an important one because, you know, you think to yourself, is this child really a union of Fran and Zayon's spirit animals, which may be a zebra and a lion, or is it it's a totally new thing?
Would that be a Zion?
I guess he already has that covered. Like maybe that's his parents. Is like a zebra and a lion, and then Fran would be a flamingo and a
orangutan.
Orangutan. She's gonna hate us for saying that. So then, you know, if I'm thinking about their kid, it could sway. But I really feel like we have to also create a combined animal for the child, because it's never just going to be one thing. It has to, you know, it's unique, just like Fran and Zayon. And so let's say their kid is, I want to get this right, is half dolphin and half cockatoo. So a cockatoo.
Terrence, what animal onesie would you get their first child as a present?
An elephant.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it goes with the theme of the wedding. It's got the whole Bengali thing going on.
What did you make of the wedding?
What did I make of it?
Yeah, did you enjoy it? Did you?
I think it was inspirational.
Yeah, in what sense?
In the sense of the two cultures just coming together and just the openness between the two different cultures. I thought that was something that was really special. I think it's touching. And I think it just shows what love can do.
It's one of the coolest weddings I've ever been to. It was part show and part wedding. It had all of these like great moments of like levity and then seriousness, mostly like funny and happy and joyful. I love that we got like a full Bollywood performance of their love story. That was incredible to see. Also, who fucking walks out to AC/DC on their wedding day, of course they am. Like, that just made so much sense. Their music was awesome. But it was great. It was such a good expression of who they are as a couple. So it was bright and cheerful and playful and happy and joyous, and all of those things. And the food was really good too.
And it was really, really interesting. It was like a whole spectacle. People like with the Bollywood show, and all the girls were like dressed up in saris. And the way Zan was dressed was like, man, he was like a prince. That was incredible. So I really enjoyed their wedding. Yeah, it was really, really cool. It was like a cultural experience for me, not just like a wedding of like two of my closest friends.
One of the things I think with Fran and Zan is that somehow they've got this really beautiful relationship, in that they seem to me to be almost more friends, right? Like, you just think of them as best friends with each other, and I thought that sort of shone through at the wedding. I found somehow the wedding and watching Fran and Zan sort of commit to each other forever to be like somewhat inspiring, and like in some way give me faith in love and like marriage. So I was just wanting to know your thoughts on that.
Like, I don't see marriage as some sort of like an eternal commitment to love. I think that like one of the most romantic things in my eyes is a prenup agreement. I think that like deciding what's gonna happen when things go like get rough, when you're both like totally like in love and have butterflies in your stomach, is really romantic. Like, I always see weddings and as part of that as like a statement of I really love you right now, and I really, really, really want to love you this much and more for the rest of my life, and I want our love to grow, but I don't see it as a promise of I'm gonna love you forever, because I don't think you can make that promise, and I don't think you should, because I think you should always, like, even in a committed relationship, then you should always reconsider, and always every day you should wake up and decide again if you want to spend today with that person.
What do you think about love? Come on.
Okay, Lord. Love.
Hey, no. No. He's about to give us a dissertation. The way he said that. Go ahead. Break it down.
Love is just a feeling. Come on. That's what you like somebody. You want to fall in love with them.
Okay.
You just hope they feel the same way like you do towards them.
Okay. Can you tell me one thing that you love about Fran?
I think the way she brings people together and her smile.
Can you tell me one thing that you love about Zan?
I wanted to say his guitar, but that's not him. That's just something he has. It's just like this relaxedness. Like, he listens. He's, when you hang out with him, he's there for you. And he's there. He's not trying to rush off to do something else. And he's not trying to do something, yeah, or getting distracted with something else. He's there, and he's there to hang out with you, and he's good to chill out with.
One of the things that I love about Fran and Zan is that they're so different on the surface. Fran, you know, the first time I met Fran, it was like, bam, like, this is me. You know, I'm fun and I'm crazy, but I also have this, like, super amazing, sensitive, like, in touch side, total fiery Colombian diva. And then I met Zan, and I was just like, here is this sweet, balanced, smiley, like, cool as a cucumber. Zan reminds me of, like, the bubbles in champagne. Like, he just, like, He gives you, whenever I see him, he just like gives me that feeling like there's a celebration in the air.
Do you have a message for Fran and Zan, a wedding message?
Keep being wonderful.
Do you have a message for Fran and Zan for their wedding?
Yeah, my message for them is whoever wakes up first, I don't know who it is for you guys, just look at that other person next to you and think about all the reasons why you want to spend today with them.
Hi Fran and Zan, I hope you enjoyed that. I just want to say one more time, congratulations for the occasion of your wedding. I've so much enjoyed knowing you over the last couple of years, and I'm so much looking forward to knowing you in the future, both individually and as a couple. So congratulations and enjoy your future together. There's one more clip that I'm going to leave at the end, which is a question which didn't make the final cut, but I thought you might enjoy it anyway. All right, enjoy.
Imagine that you got, you were in a plane and the plane crashed, and you guys survived the crash, and you found yourself stuck on a desert island with Fran and Zan, right? So I just want to think practically, like, how do you think that you'd divide up the tasks? Like, who would do what? And do you think it would be, do you think there would be good people to be stuck on an island with?
Oh, 100%. They would be some of the best people to be stuck on an island with, because there would be so many resources, right? So they're so smart, they're so talented, they're so happy and joyful. Like, I feel like I could tackle any issue or any challenge with them. And really good communicators as well, so I'd want Fran to come up with the dance moves. I would want Zayon to work on costumes. We would probably work out food and water and shelter and stuff, you know, amongst ourselves. That stuff's pretty easy, but I feel like, you know, like, gotta have music, gotta have dance moves. I would put Zayon in charge of helping get us rescued, because I feel like, you know, he's good at marketing, right? So it's, hey, we have this need and we need a solution, and I think he would be really good at that, about building a message that would really resonate with people who would come and rescue us. And Fran,
I feel like Fran would locate tribesmen on the island that nobody knew they were there and have them all involved in some huge dance party.
Yes, Fran would be making friends with the natives on the islands, helping facilitate communications, helping make sure that everybody's in a good place, in a good mood. Confront your enemies, outsmart them if you can, but if all
else fails, you better run. One last thing before I finish, I just really wanted to include this song because it's so awesome and it'll always remind me of your wedding. Cheers, I love you guys, bye. Do you recall not long ago?